listening to
John and Scott on AKC's
Total Talk Nonsense.
All right, AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is episode 39, part one.
Episode 39, John. Only 11 more until our big 50th episode.
We should have a big bash.
I think we should. Similar to our Christmas party. Except we don't get so drunk and have a broadcast from the kitchen.
I think this should be our theme song from now on.
All right. I like the bass drum on it. It really pounds one through my sphincter. Where'd you get it?
I got it from, I forget what it's called, freeplay.com or something.
Nice.
You're supposed to, you can play anything free, but you have to log it. I'm logging it right now.
Cool. Well, while you're logging in, I'll get into some comments that we've received. John, we have 95 votes so far in January. We're 55 overall at podcastalley.com and number 10 in comedy. And really, I can give a rat's ass about the voting anymore. I'll tell you that.
You're such a baby because it's so much work.
No, I don't. Fans don't have to vote for us. Forget that.
Yeah, I like it when you vote. It's fun.
I like it when fans comment.
That too.
I can care less. Couldn't care less about the votes anymore. Because it's a sham, John. It's a sham and a scam. Just like the W. And it upsets me. So if you want to leave
You're
a
so
comment.
Easily upset.
We'll still talk about it. It's still a part of the show. But if you're just going to vote and not leave anything, don't bother. Waste of time.
You really... What is with you the past couple of podcasts, man? Holy shit.
I told you, it's the midlife crisis. I'm realizing that everybody's a fucking asshole, is what's happening, John.
Well, then kill yourself or something. Jeez.
It may come to that. But we can do something on the podcast with that, then. You know, if I do decide to kill myself.
On air.
Yeah, we could do it on air or something like that.
That'd be cool.
It'd be hot.
Probably make money.
Of course, if I kill myself, then you wouldn't know how to get it online, so nobody'd ever hear it. So it wouldn't work out.
Yeah, I'd figure it out. What do you mean? I don't have technical skills?
No.
What? I'd start another feed on for free on MySpace or something. I'd post it there. Or I'd just go on the forum.
That reminds me, I put a TTN MySpace. We're on MySpace now.
Oh, that's why I got that. I didn't even mess with it because I get so much garbage mail from, I don't know, now I'm getting like drug emails, you know, about pills and erections.
You're just getting those?
Yeah.
I've been getting that shit for months. And if you want to buy software, right. You need a hard-on. I get the Amsterdam lottery. I'm a winner every week.
Oh, I've been getting that, too.
And a bunch of crap. I read a story about a spammer. He's going to get, 7 years. It's not enough. Fuckers.
He's
going to
get 7 years,
man.
For what?
For spamming.
Really?
Clogging up some network. Yeah.
Is it legal? Illegal to spam?
I guess it is.
I had a story, and I don't know what I did with it. And it's about California. I think California just passed a law. You can't smoke.
You sent it to me.
I did?
So look in your sent folder. Now, while you're doing that, John, let me get the comments.
I'll have to do it in the second part.
Here's one we got. Errol Wolf is an attention whore. Also spelled backwards, Errol Wolf has Latin roots that means, get this cock out of my mouth. You figure it out. Flo-oria. Flo, that's from Flo-oria.
Where was that posted?
That was on Podcast Alley. And Flo-oria is Errol Wolf spelled backwards.
Ah, now, if you're gonna, that's clever.
Yeah. So next comment. almost awesome. Gee, Scott, why you got to be such a pessimist? 11 is almost 10, while 9 is almost 10. Super awesome is almost awesome, and less than awesome is almost awesome. You do the math, Scott, which I really I struggle with. We need more optimists in the world. Well, I'm not one of them, goddammit.
Obviously, lately.
Hugs and kisses, Paz, your brother, your pod brother from the RBP.
That's an old one.
RBPCshow.com. Yeah, well, we never got to him. In 38, I didn't bring any comment stuff in because it was a truncated show, John.
Truncated.
Then we got this review. It says my little review, but it's actually a very big review, and I'm not going to read it. But if you want to see it, it's very nice and very complimentary about
it's by
Total
a German.
Talk Nonsense.
German did it, right?
Rogi. I don't know. Then we got this one, John. Archbishop Desmond Tutu. Is Phil McCracken Whitcomb single? We want to tutu him anally through the night. That's from Pop Rocks and Coke. Then we got this one.
That's hot.
You all suck. From Jimmy D. You all suck.
Thank you, Jimmy.
But he doesn't say why. I'd like to know why he has that impression. Because it could be perfectly valid.
He's entitled.
Then we got this super funny from Daisy Flower. And then we got a response to Jimmy D. Hey, Jimmy D, you suck not TTN. TTN rocks. These two are hilarious and make a perfect pair. Do we make a perfect pair, John?
Oh, yes.
Yes. And that's submitted by BJ.
BJ.
M1971. BJ. All right, John, that's it for comments. I'd like to welcome some new forum members. We have Fuxy is a new... F-U-C-H-S-I-E is a new member.
Fushy?
Mediated Thought. Lori. Give a big round of applause for Lori. Stefan C. And our last new member is Skunked Radio.
Nice.
Now, do you know about Skunked Radio, John?
I wish I knew how to quit you.
No, I don't.
I heard it on Punky. Apparently, this person is a fan of Punky. And they were so inspired by Punky, they started their own podcast called Skunked Radio. And now they're a member of our forum.
Cool.
I haven't checked them out. I think they have 4 episodes. But I really haven't checked out anybody's podcast, John. You know why?
Why?
Because my iPod went kaput. It went crap. I get the little Apple icon, and then I get this sad face, like a picture of an iPod with a sad face, like it's crying. Yeah, and then it gives me the www.apple.com support iTunes.
That used to be the Apple bomb. Well, the Apple Macintosh used to do the same thing. You get like a little Mac with a sad face.
Yeah, well, it totally sucks.
Or a picture of a bomb would come up on the screen.
Well, the thing I have to do is try to get it into disk mode so I can work with it. Can't get it into disk mode, which means I'm going to have to send it in.
Well, put, maybe one of our listeners knows what to do.
Possibly. I'll put the shout out there. I cannot get it into disk mode. I don't know what else to do. I went out to every damn Apple site ever. And tried everything imaginable. Nothing. Nada. Zilch. Zip. So I'm really upset. I've been out without... Blah, blah. I've been without an iPod since Tuesday, John.
Arcos, baby. That's why I got the Arcos.
Yeah, I got to get something else.
That sucker is sweet.
I had the iTunes episode with Mark from Malta where I tried to get him a gift certificate. I got that shoved in my face. I get gift certificates. I try to order... It takes it right from my credit card instead of asking me if I have a gift certificate. I mean, Apple is out to just suck me dry, John. My money. Separate my money from me.
And that's it.
That's it. That's the only reason they exist.
Well, you know, they'll be coming out with the Apple iPod video phone pretty soon. So.
Oh, yeah. That'll be a great product to buy, I'm sure. So, John, not having an iPod, I'm really falling behind on my podcast listening.
Yeah.
One of the things that I was trying to listen to from start to finish, I've listened to them kind of irregularly, is Kinky Sex Radio.
Yeah.
But I went and downloaded all of them, and I wanted to go from 1 to, I think they're on 13.
Yeah. Something like that.
When they do come in as guests, that I know what I'm talking about as far as kinky sex, because I really don't know kinky sex at all.
Right.
You know, I know CBT, cock and ball torture. I know that you should wipe the fecal matter off your cock after anal, and you shouldn't enema before then. But I don't know too much, so I want to learn about it so that I'm prepared for anything that would come up when they come in and be guests. Now, Professor Tom was going to come in today.
Today, yeah.
But we couldn't work it out, so we're going to try for next Sunday with Professor Tom and Kinky Sex Radio.
Next Sunday.
And I can't wait to go on their show. You know why? Because their show is only 30 minutes, John. That's why. So we go in. I don't even know what we'll do. And we'll just do a 30-minute show, and then we can go out drinking or something.
What, on their show?
Yeah.
And they're in Rogers?
Rogers Park.
Rogers Park.
No doubt. Oh, so some other emails. We got email from Mark from Malta. He gave us sent us some videos. I'll be posting those. He actually sent us the South Park video where Tom Cruise goes in the closet and he won't come out. And then John Travolta shows up and he goes in the closet and they won't come out.
Wait a minute. What?
And then Nicole Kidman comes and tries to get him out of the closet.
It's a bit?
Yeah, it's from South Park.
Oh.
So I'll post that. We got another email from, you actually got this one from Professor Tom at Kinky Sex Radio.
I did.
And the subject is New Podcast Network. And he says there are six of us.
Oh, right, right.
The Nobodies, Mental Escher, Punky, Mediocre Show, Kinky Sex Radio, and Griffin's Guide to the Galaxy. And they'd like us to join, John. Basically just cross promote, bumping posts, playing promos, maybe do one person from the Alliance once a month, putting a little link to the Alliance on the webpage, making little graphics. Mental Escher said he would help with the graphics. It's good to get a cross-functional group, sex, comedy, gaming, cyberpunk, and a couple cast. Where do we fit in, John? Stupid? He didn't want to write stupid in the email? So we got sex, stupid, comedy, gaming, cyberpunk. It will be a long-term thing, but also won't stop you from joining other alliances or networks. It's kind of like Survivor, John. I'm in this alliance. If you have the slightest interest, let me know. And you responded. You said absolutely interested.
Yeah.
Now, John, I've heard Mental Escher. I've heard Punky. Punky's my favorite of all time, John. I don't think I've heard the Mediocre Show. I've heard of them.
I have.
Kinky
Sex. I told you, they're similar to us.
I've heard, and Griffin's Guide to the Galaxy, I have not heard, but I've heard Pauly B. mention Griffin's Guide to the Galaxy. And again, I'm behind the eight ball, because I'd love to go out and just download all this stuff, put it on my iPod, and listen to it, but I can't, because my iPod is fucked, John. Fucked. So, since this email, we haven't really heard anything.
Why don't you just burn it to CD?
Are we in? Is there initiation? Do we have to pay dues? Is it like a union?
Oh, no. He emailed me something that I haven't replied to yet, which is how to go in there and set up your user ID, and he gave a password or something.
User ID to what?
To get into this thing.
What thing?
Whatever it is, the forum or...
Oh, this thing. So yeah. It's specific to these groups.
Yeah.
Who set it up initially, do you know?
Professor Tom, I believe.
Nice.
He professes that he's somewhat of a computer geek.
I wonder if he's really a professor, John.
Right. Hey, well, I think you can get that for $10 in the back of a Rolling Stone.
Oh.
I know Brian became an ordained minister by sending in $10. And well, he's...
Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Maybe I should do that.
Did you know that?
I didn't know that. I knew the Rolling Stone in the back had some ads. I didn't know one of them offered professorship.
Oh, I don't know. I'm just saying that Brian became an ordained minister by just for this you know, pure fun of it.
Right.
He's Reverend Weed.
Reverend Weed. A couple more emails. One from Airwolf. Hey, Scott, I emailed you guys a few times in the past, and I don't know if you got them or not. I don't expect you guys to answer because I know you're busy. Actually, I am too. Just send an okay or something if you get this, Airwolf. And we do get the email. We didn't get email from Dave from Jerusalem, but that's probably because of the Patriot Act and Bush.
Who
He's probably rerouting that shit to the Oval Office or whatever.
Right, right.
But we do get everybody else's email, as far as I know. So I emailed him back, and I told him that we did get it. But if somebody doesn't tell me in their email to respond, I don't. I do not reply to email.
Well, because we usually bring it up.
Yeah, we usually bring it up, and the other reason is I'm just too goddamn lazy. I just do not have the fucking time.
No, you're just too lazy.
Well, yeah, I got priorities, like naps, pick my nose, rub one out, email is like number 99. You know what I'm saying, John?
Yeah.
But I think, I've been out to forums, and I see what other podcasters are doing. And look at this guy, Professor Tom. This guy is a, what do you call it, John, when you do things and you have initiative. This guy has initiative.
Right.
He's going after it. He's getting
hungry.
Out there. He's hungry. I guess I'm just not that hungry, John.
No.
I mean, I enjoy this. I enjoy podcasting. I enjoy getting out of the house and spending time with you. But as far as...
You just enjoy getting out of the house. You could care less who it's with.
Oh, that's not
or
true.
As long as you get talk.
That's not true.
I need to talk. I need to get some things off my chest. I'm going through a midlife crisis. Everybody's stupid.
Well, everybody's always been stupid. It's just me coming to the realization that everybody's stupid. And it's not only that.
Arrogant
fuck. I don't mind stupid, but they're, like you said, they're arrogant. And the other
no,
one,
you.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
No.
They're not me.
Arrogant, and they couldn't care less about fucking you over, John. Like the Steve Jobs a-hole at Apple selling me some subpar product.
He's not that stupid, obviously.
You're not stupid if you can exploit millions of people and take all their money. Great.
Well, is that stupidity or?
I don't. It is a form on my part, I guess, of stupidity to participate. All right, last email. This is from the Bell family, John. They're from Australia. Good day, Queefers. I have a suggestion for your show, your favorite top 10 jokes you've heard. I have a few for you. Ready, John?
Cheese fries, please.
I got two. Oh, come on.
I'm sorry. What did I do? What did I do?
I thought you gave up the punchline, but you didn't.
Oh. Hold on. Cock push-ups?
What do you call an anorexic with thrush, John?
Cheese fries, please.
A quarter pounder with cheese. What's black and sits at the top of the stairs?
What?
A paraplegic after a house fire. They might be a bit dark for you, but I like them. Keep up the nonsense. Your cover songs rock, My Little World. Peace out, Matt A.
Thanks, dude.
All right, so that
I heard
wraps
a joke
up
today.
Email.
I heard a joke today.
What was it?
This redhead, her body hurts all over, so she goes to the doctor. I think I kind of screwed. Yeah. Redhead hurts all over, man. So she goes to the doctor and says, I hurt all over. So she takes her finger and pokes herself in the chest and goes, it hurts there, and pokes herself in the side of the face. It hurts there, pokes herself on the knee. It hurts there. And the doctor says, hold on a second. You're really not a redhead. You're a blonde who dyed her hair red. Yeah, you're right. How'd you know that? Because your finger's broken. Yeah. And then Rick said, hey man, quit picking on the redheads.
Right. Well, it wasn't really a redhead. Did
no.
you have to explain that to him?
No, I just said Rick's just pissed because nobody else likes redheads.
I like redheads.
I'm just saying, man. God.
Oh, nobody in the room.
Yeah.
I wasn't in the room.
Oh, what about Lindsay Lohan? He said. I said, she's not really a redhead.
Sure,
she's just a freckle-faced, brown-haired chick. No, she's like kind of a dishwatery blonde-ish.
That's because she was fucking around with her hair. She dyed it blonde. And
no.
That's stupidity.
She, I don't think she's a real redhead, is she?
Yeah. I've seen it.
And I got to disagree. While they were jamming today, I was over at the studio, and I was looking through that
magazine.
Lindsay Lohan hat.
Right, and I said that the picture on the cover was the only one worth.
I disagree. There's a shot of a nice side Hogan where she's sitting there looking towards the camera and her like elbow is covering her nipple, but you could see the full side Hogan.
Yeah.
And those are real breasts.
Real?
Oh, yeah.
Of course. It's all right, that picture. I like the one in the front because it looks like she's... You know, she's saying to me, come on, Scott.
Yeah, that'll be it.
Where the other one, I don't get any attention. You know what I'm saying?
Come this way. And you say, hold on a second.
I've been doing cock push-ups.
Right, I have. Oh, we had to...
Cock push-ups?
Now, John...
Don't you want to know the explanation of cock push-ups?
I think I know what
you're
cock push-ups are.
Ask.
Oh, but for those of our new fans
who
don't know, what are cock push-ups,
Cock
John?
Push-ups?
Yeah.
Cock push-ups?
Uh-huh.
It's where you fucking lay down flat on the ground, and then you let your boner lift you up off the ground.
Yeah.
Is it simple?
Yeah, it's...
See? It's fucking simple.
Yeah. No doubt. Oh, one thing before I ask you about Thursday. I've been listening. I listened to the last Spike and Rachel.
Yeah.
And they talked about threesomes.
Yeah.
Did you hear that one?
Yeah, I kind of zipped through it real quick. I was trying to listen to it. I have to listen late around here because I don't have the ability to plug in the car with my MP3 player because I have a 6 CD in-dash player, so I have no way to hook in.
Wow. Bummer.
And I've probably bought every fucking FM transmitter made, even the monster one, still. Chicago radio stations, they just bleed right through, and it drives me insane. So the next car, I think I'm getting a car in next month. I got to make sure it either has a cassette player for the adapter, or it has the ability to connect an MP3. Or now they're coming out with the cars with the stereo players that actually have a CD player that plays MP3 CDs.
Oh,
so I can
load
up a CD
right
with all those MP3s, man.
That would be hot.
And just have at it. Yeah, Joe and I gave Joe a copy of last week's part two.
Mm-hmm.
And just before while we were on our way to Siriana. So I gave it to him to listen to. And he was driving behind me. And I could see him shaking his head and laughing his ass off. It was pretty funny. But I listened to it, too, and I was dying.
I haven't heard the frickin' thing yet because my iPod crashed. But getting back to Spike and Rachel, they talked about threesomes, and Spike tells it like it is, man. He says why. Sure, it's a nice fantasy, but in reality, there's so many goddamn things that could fuck it up and make it go wrong. One of the interesting things that Spike said, though, was... His first encounter with this potential threesome, he didn't want to get more fooled around. Yeah, I'm really not telling this well. He was with this chick, right?
Yeah.
And they were just messing around. But he didn't want to take it any further because he had this thing about he only wanted to fuck women that he had some sort of emotional attachment to.
He loved.
Right. And
I say, you know what?
Gosh, shut up!
Right. That's definitely what I said. But it were completely opposites there because I'm wondering, did he know that before having experience? I believe in philosophy they call that a priori, John.
Better,
for Latin.
Closer, warmer.
Or did he have all these experiences where he had nameless sex and he came to that conclusion? But I got the impression that that's just the way he always was. Yeah. He was always wired that way. And for me, I had to fuck like a lot of women who I didn't know their names before it dawned on me that I might as well just rub one out and save the aggravation of them calling me or trying to get a hold of me after I porked them. You know what I'm saying, John?
I think what you're saying is
fuck my ass.
So I went through like 2 years of hard, heavy fucking before it dawned on me that, yeah, I don't need all this baggage. I'll just rub it out from now on, and I'm only going to have sex with women that I have an emotional attachment for. But I had to go through that experience first, and I don't think Spike had to. And you know what that leads me to believe, John?
He's smarter than you.
He's smarter than me, and he's an old soul, John. That's what.
Oh, Jesus. What are you? Okay. Are you going all religious on me now? He's an old soul.
No, of course not.
I talked to Vice President Cheney.
He's wise beyond his years, John.
Mm,
Either that or he's a closet homosexual, one or the other. I don't
touch
know.
It. Don't touch it. Drugs and alcohol. I gave her white hair.
It's out of sight.
So, John,
man.
You have a lot to catch up with me on. First of all, we were supposed to practice on Thursday, right?
Right.
And we couldn't practice on Thursday because John made a date to go see a play.
Yes, I did.
And how was that? Tell
I saw me. A play. I thought it was fabulous. I was really, it was riveting.
What was it called?
It was called Wicked.
Oh, yes, I've heard a lot about that.
It's yeah. very good. It's very good.
I love you.
And I didn't really want to go, you know. And I was whining about it, and the wife's like, you know what? I'll get somebody else to go. I'll, you know, and then I thought... Well, we're taking the big bus, right? You know, free beer and all this stuff. Oh, yeah. Oh, great. We get on the bus. My wife doesn't even sit with me the whole ride, so I'm by myself.
Wait a minute. Who's sponsoring this? Who sponsors a big bus?
It's the local, what do you call it? Daycare center.
Oh, the daycare
center. The big one. It's a huge one in Des Plaines.
So the parents of the daycare center get together and do this?
No, it's for the teachers and the PTO staff.
Oh, I see.
Parent-teacher organization, which my wife was president of at one time.
And then was never invited back.
Right. No, that's something different.
Oh, that was the block party.
That was the block party group of whack jobs.
Right, which we covered in a previous podcast.
Yeah. And so, you know, we get on there and... on the bus, and my wife is talking to this girl. Okay, you got to picture this. The girl is one row ahead of us, but across the aisle, and my wife is against the window, and I'm in the middle, and they're screaming back and forth. I finally said, ho, why don't I just sit by the window, and you sit over here? Okay, you sure? Yeah. So I sit by the window. Well, she makes her way into that other row of seats, and, you know, it's almost like a plane, one of those charter buses.
And you never see her again.
Right. She's yammering on with Ed and Karen, you know, the people from down the street, Ed, the Bush apologist, and who I keep trying to get to come over here. Anyway, so, and I think he will at some point. I don't think he wants to be beat up by us, though. But actually, he's kind of changing his view, I think.
I don't see how you couldn't change your views.
I think
how could you not?
But he's got a strong, like, military family, I think, and that's why he's...
Oh, they pound that into you, Commander-in-Chief,
right.
And the discipline and the respect and blah, blah, blah. Right.
So, we have this... you know, we're going to ride down there, and there's beers on the thing, and we're drinking beers. And there was a movie on the way down.
Nice.
Wedding Crashers.
Oh, right. Uh-huh.
So I was basically like sitting, everybody's yammering, and I know the movie almost by heart, you know, watching it, I think, 3 times now. And so I was enjoying myself all the way there, and we pull up, and I'm thinking, oh, man, this is the best part is coming up, you know. So we get off the bus, and it's at the Oriental Theater, really nice theater. We get inside, and I'm thinking, oh, God, you know, it's a play, it's a musical, I'm not going to dig this. Although I have seen some in the past that I really liked. But there were more up my alley, like Stomp, Blue Man Group, Blast, stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
with drums and percussion and loud and in your face. And this is, you know, singing and, you know, not really any dancing. So, you know, we sit down, and what I was, I couldn't believe it, but the person who put the thing together knows that I'm kind of a big guy. So she made sure that I had an aisle seat.
Nice.
Isn't that sweet?
That is sweet.
So, sat down, and the lights start blinking on and off, and I was drinking a Maker's Mark on the rocks. So nice, I'm oiled up, ready to go, and it was awesome. I thought it was fucking great.
And it's Wicked, and it's the, what is it, Wicked?
Well, it's based on a novel that was written, you know, a while back, and these guys put the novel into a script and a play. And basically what it is it's like a prequel. It opens up with the Good Witch Glenda coming down and explaining to, what are they, Lilliputians? No. What are they, what the fuck are they? Munchkins.
Lilliputians. Lilliputians.
I'm thinking of Gulliver's Travels. Anyway, so, she's explaining to him that, yeah, the witch is dead and blah, 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 and everything's cool. And one of them spouts out, well, wait a minute, weren't you guys friends? Well, that depends on what you mean by friends. So then they do the old, you know, go back in time.
I hear you clicking over there.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my back in time sound. They go back in time and, they show like the father and he's singing and the mother's singing and the mother is like hanging out with this dude and there's kind of like some foreshadowing going on in there and she's like going off with this other guy instead of the father who's like the governor of Oz and she gets pregnant and gives birth to a green baby. And that's supposedly the Wicked Witch of the West. Well, then she gives birth to another kid who's cripple, and they end up going to college. So at college, they meet up with Glenda, all right? And the Wicked Witch chick, she doesn't know she's a Wicked Witch yet. She just knows that she's green and everybody doesn't like her.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody pisses her off, and she makes some shit happen. And the constable, or whatever you call that, the principal there, notices her abilities and asks her to work with her in her sorceress class. And Glenda wants to do it too. And somehow they hate each other at first, then they become friends. You find out stuff like how the Tin Man was made, how the Scarecrow was made, how the Cowardly Lion was made, how the monkeys got their wings.
So it's the prequel to The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And, yeah, I liked it. I mean, the music was great. The singing was awesome. It really kept me... It was right. I really liked it. It was fan-fucking-tastic.
So you recommend it to anybody that...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Would you... I have liked it if you drove down Valet Park, didn't have an opportunity to drink, or did, like you said, you were all lubed up.
Yeah.
Did you say lubed or oiled? I don't remember.
Oiled up, oiled, greased, lubed, ready to go.
Part of it, though, is because your expectations were so low?
No, I don't think so.
It was good. It was just downright good, is what you're saying.
It was good, yeah. It was really good.
All right, then.
And I wanted to get my daughter a T-shirt. I mean, my daughter would like it a lot more, I guess, than I mean, I liked it a lot, but like I said, it wouldn't be something that I'd go by myself to see.
Uh-huh.
I'd take the wife to see it, you know, or something like that.
Or your kids. You're saying it's okay for the kids?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely okay for the kids.
So you watch Wizard of Oz before you go?
Yes, I would recommend you watch The Wizard of Oz before you go.
All right.
And that's what some of the people were saying. After they saw it, they wanted to go home and pop in the DVD and watch The Wizard of Oz again, because it gave him so much cool insight. And there's kind of like a, they actually go through The Wizard of Oz, but really quick. Like, it's a behind the scenes thing going on through The Wizard of Oz and all that. And then it shows you what happens after the witch is dead. So they kind of do the whole thing with Dorothy and all that stuff. And there, it's pretty funny, too. There's some like, there's a party that everybody's at, and somebody says, "Oh, what do you got there? Oh, it's punch. What's in it? Grapes and oranges and pears. Oh, my." You know, lions and tigers and bears, oh, my, or whatever the fuck that thing was. But, yeah, there's some comedy in there. It's pretty good. I thought it was excellent. Blue Man Group is one of my favorite shows live. Stomp was awesome too. Those two, Stomp gave me goosebumps when I saw that. It was unbelievable.
Wow.
I just so good.
Yeah, slow down, I'm gonna spurt.
Yeah.
Oh, too late.
Yeah, that was good. It was fan fucking tastic.
Slow down, I'm gonna spurt. Ah, sorry.
Speaking of Jack Black, and we weren't, he was speaking of Wicked. Roger Ebert, you know, my favorite critic of all time.
Yeah.
He has an answer, question answer thing on his website. And somebody asked him this question. They're thinking of making a movie.
Click.
About Russ Meyer. A biography, right? So the guy says, "Who, dare I ask, do you see playing the ambitious young critic-turned-screenwriter? Do you think they should just scuttle the whole damn thing if they can't get Rose McGowan to play Tura Santana?" I don't know what that means, but Ebert responds, that's over my head, because I don't know enough about Russ Meyer, but Ebert responds that, to answer your question, one, I'm thinking Jack Black or Philip Seymour Hoffman to play Roger Ebert.
Well, you know, Jack Black, he was a drama. He studied drama before he got into comedic acting, and he's done some like serious parts before.
Okay.
All right. So yeah, I think he was really good in King Kong. And the only problem is I kept seeing him, you know, he's almost typecast.
His cock
push-ups.
He's
almost there. Yeah.
Right.
I thought he was going to say that, you know, like, he's going to run up to Kong and say, "Kong, hey Kong,
I've been doing cock push-ups."
You know,
right.
I don't know why. So,
well, you know, oh, that reminds me. I saw My Name is Earl. Is that the name of the show?
Yeah, that show is funnier than shit, man.
And you mentioned about Jack Black. The whole time I'm watching that show, I could not get over the fact that the guy who plays Earl in real life is a Scientologist.
Oh, right. Jason Lee.
Jason Lee. I kept thinking about that the whole time.
He doesn't go around like Cruise and all that. He's a private Scientologist.
Private or public, if you're dumping money to L. Ron Hubbard in Scientology, you're stupid. All right? It doesn't matter.
He has every right to be stupid.
All right. That's true.
I
live in America.
I don't want to hear about his stupidity from him.
Okay.
All right. From you,
right.
It's
like
okay.
Tom Cruise, he's on the soapbox all the time.
He's stupid.
Stupid ass.
Stupid prick. Allegedly.
Dumbass. Oh, did you hear what he did?
Well, you
Tom
know what?
Cruise?
Why don't you talk about it in part two?
Just really quickly.
We'll be right back.
Oh,
part two. Part two,
bitch.
Man.
Cut me off.
Part two.
Okay, part two.
I want
coming.
Punky to be.
Yeah.
Part two. All right. We'll
and
be
we
back.
Do have
Bye-bye.
A part two. I don't
we
think
do.
A lot of our fans know that we
part
have
two,
a part two.
And a part three.
And a part three.
Yeah.
The heavy metal episode.
We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to part one of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part two is just a click away.